Kansas Information Network News. I'm Jim Taylor. The debate over medical marijuana continues in Kansas, lawmakers recently introducing a couple of new bills in the legislature with the goal of getting some type of legislation approved. On the other side of the state line, Missouri marijuana sales are through the roof. Since Missouri medicinal sales started in October of 2020, vendors have made $642 million. At a high-risk traffic stop in Garden City, nets multiple narcotics. J.P. Bizet has more.
The Garden City Police Department and the Garden City Finney County Joint Drug Task Force conducted the stop on Wednesday. A search of the vehicle located drugs including fentanyl, methamphetamine, marijuana, and counterfeit oxycodone pills. 48-year-old Kelly Duramis and 30-year-old Shelby Duramis, both transients, were arrested on the scene and booked into the Finney County Jail on a long list of drug charges.
This is Kansas Information Network News.
With today's inflation straining your budget, your Kansas Farm Bureau membership can help keep more money in your pocket. Save up to 75% off preferred home and office products with Office Depot. Special package pricing with Lifeline screenings. Exclusive savings on post-frame buildings with QSI. And join the Kansans who've switched to Kansas Farm Bureau health plans. And enjoy significant savings on nationwide medical health care coverage. Join today. For a full list of benefits, visit kfb.org/benefits.
Well, hello, Mr. and Mrs. Gardner. Ready to check out? Here we go. Clean air. I don't see a price on that.
Price check on clean air.
What else have we got here? Clean water. Gotta check that, too.
Price check on clean water.
Let's see. Healthy habitat for you and
you your... can't put a price on our environment. What you can do is support those farmers and others who care for our priceless natural resources. Conservation, there's something in it for you. Brought to you by the Natural Resources Conservation Service.
Dell Technologies President's Day event is here with deals to power all your passions. The savings start now on select, sleek XPS laptops and more powered by 12th Gen Intel Core processors. Don't forget, special pricing on the latest monitors, docks, and accessories, plus free shipping on everything and monthly payment options with Dell Preferred Account. Just call 877-ASK-DELL for these limited-time President's Day deals. That's 877-ASK-DELL.
Good afternoon, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News, brought to you by the Norton County Hospital, providing the best care right here at home. Sean Stewart with AAA Kansas reported that Kansans filling up their vehicles are seeing numbers go down in recent days. Stewart said there has been some relief as gas prices have started to drift downward over the past week, which is always a good thing for drivers when they go to fill up their tank. He said here in Kansas, on average, we're at $3.16 a gallon, and that's down 4 cents from where we were a week ago. Kansas has the 10th cheapest gas in the United States this week, and news last week from those that get the oil out of the ground appears to be having an effect. Stewart said OPEC Plus decided to maintain their current production levels and not make any additional cuts, and that certainly helps with supply and keeps things relatively stable. Supply is okay right now, but what demand will do, especially as the weather warms, is the unknown at this point. We saw last summer the record high gas prices both here in Kansas and nationally, and in the middle of June because there was a peak, as last summer a lot of travelers chose to drive rather than fly for their summer trips. Stewart said only time will tell if we reach those numbers again this summer. The 21 and older rule is a federal law for purchasing tobacco products that was passed back in 2019. However, in Kansas, the rule is still 18 and older, and that difference could cause some problems. Kansas Department for Aging and Disability Services Behavior Health Commissioner Andrew Brown said the Kansas Department for Aging and Disability Services is at risk for about $1.2 million in loss from the 10% cut to the Substance Abuse Prevention and Treatment Block Grant. That grant comes from the federal government and could be withheld if the state doesn't change its laws to be 21 and over. And on Thursday, the House Federal and State Committee discussed a bill that would do just that. According to Representative John Epley, 41 states have some sort of compliance laws already, and Epley told committee members that some of the backlash on this has been some of the loss of revenue that they'll see from tobacco sales, in the amount of $3 to $5 million. However, he assured the committee that the amount of money that will be saved in health care costs will be many factors over that. There have been bills like this one in before, but Epley says with money that goes to programs like youth tobacco prevention on the line, they need to do this. A Kansas man with 4 convictions for driving under the influence has been sentenced to prison for a fatal crash. According to a statement from the Thomas County Attorney, this week, the Thomas County District Court sentenced 37-year-old Alan Dibble to 13 years and 5 months in the custody of the Department of Corrections for 1 count of involuntary manslaughter while driving under the influence, and 12 months in the custody of the Thomas County Sheriff for 1 count of driving under the influence, 4th conviction. And the case stems from a fatal accident that occurred on April 9, 2022 in Thomas County. The Kansas Highway Patrol reported that a 1984 GMC Jimmy, driven by Dibble, backed out of a shop on private property at 1710 South Country Club Drive. He then accelerated excessively and began traveling westbound for approximately 132 feet before overturning, and one occupant was partially ejected out of the rear window. EMS transported Dalton M. Ellis, 25, of Colby, to Citizens Medical Center, and according to his obituary, he died at a Colorado hospital 3 days later. The occupants of the vehicle were not wearing seat belts, according to the Kansas Highway Patrol. The State Library of Kansas reminds residents that information about the 2023 Kansas legislature is only a phone call or chat away. The toll-free number for the legislature hotline is 1-800-432-3924, and calls are answered by experienced reference and research librarians at the State Library. Some frequently asked questions include, who are my legislators, how can I contact them, and what is the status of a bill? Some other questions may concern the legislative process, where to find historic information, and other Kansas government-related questions. The hotline is open Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. However, constituents can leave a brief message for their legislators or for a librarian's response, and questions can also be emailed to infodesk@ks.gov. Kansans can also chat with the librarian in real time through the library's Ask a Librarian service found at kslib.info/ask. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
1 in every 2 U.S. adults has hypertension, also known as high blood pressure. Yet most people who have hypertension don't have it under control. Having hypertension puts you at a risk for heart disease and stroke, which are the leading causes of death in the U.S. February is American Heart Month, which brings awareness to the need to focus on your cardiovascular health. Talk with your healthcare provider and seek routine medical care to monitor your heart health and overall health. This message is brought to you by Norton County Hospital and Medical Clinic, where our team is with you at any stage of life.
The Kansas Department of Transportation has announced a safety campaign meant to crack down on impaired drivers over Super Bowl weekend. The Kansas Department of Transportation said the Fans Don't Let Fans Drive Drunk campaign will kick off today, Friday, February 10th, and will continue through Sunday, February 12th. The Kansas Department of Transportation said over the weekend, law enforcement agencies across Kansas will combine resources to detect, arrest, and remove impaired drivers. Gary Herman, the Kansas Department of Transportation Behavioral Safety Manager, said they want everyone to enjoy Super Bowl festivities, but they also want responsible drivers on the roads. So if you're planning to be away from home during the Super Bowl, make a game plan so you don't find yourself without a designated driver if you need one. Make a commitment to refrain from impaired driving. The Kansas Department of Transportation said the Kansas initiative is part of a national campaign with the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration. Kansas Treasurer Stephen Johnson reported that the state office currently holds more than $500 million in unclaimed property for Kansans, and is estimated that 1 in 10 people nationwide has unclaimed property. So it's worth checking regularly to see if you, your family, or friends have funds available to claim, plus it's free. You can visit kansascash.ks.gov and click on the Search Unclaimed Property link to see if you have any unclaimed property. Fort Hays State University will host the Teacher Exploration and Employment Fair on Monday, February 13th from 9 to 11:30 a.m. on the second floor of the Memorial Union. More than 60 employers will be on campus to visit with anyone interested in teaching or other professional opportunities in K through 12 education, and members of the Hays community, alumni, and students are welcome to attend. This includes experienced teachers, transition to teaching candidates, and students seeking their first career position. Fort Hays State University is also partnering with other institutions on the Virtual Education Interview Day on Thursday, March 2nd. The event will be hosted in Handshake from 1 to 4 p.m., and there's no cost to participate in either of those events. You can contact Fort Hays State University Career Services at 785-628-4260 for more information. Kansans at least 55 years old who are looking for employment qualify to participate in the Older Kansans Employment Program provided through the Northwest Kansas Area Agency on Aging. This program is funded by the Kansas Legislature through the Kansas Department of Commerce. Older adults who have been out of the workforce for a while and need assistance updating a resume, managing online applications, and improving their interview skills are perfect for the Older Kansans Employment Program, as the Older Kansans Employment Program is designed to provide skill assessments, resume preparation, counseling, basic computer and online application training, referrals, and job development and mentoring services. Job seekers will attend an initial appointment with an employment specialist in a one-on-one setting where an assessment of needs and skills will be completed. And after that, the job seeking process will begin from an updated resume to a successful interview and finally the achievement of landing a job. For more information or to schedule an appointment, you can contact the Northwest Kansas Area Agency on Aging at 800-432-7422. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by the Norton County Hospital. You can call the Norton County Hospital at 785-877-3351 for all of your health care needs.
Does your insurance company seem a little robotic?
Here at Insurance Corporation, we experience pride in producing plans suitable for 87.023% of the entire population.
When it comes to protecting your future, no one can replace a human. At Farm Bureau Financial Services, we sit down with you for a super check and together create a plan that's right for you. It's your future. Let's protect it.
Call me, Joy Johnson, your Farm Bureau agent in Norton.
Cowpoke Supply in Norton has everything you could need for any building, remodeling, painting, plumbing, or do-it-yourself project needs. Come in and see everything they have to offer, from farm and ranch supplies to saws and drills. Cowpoke has a great selection of paint, nuts and bolts, nails, screws, lumber, light fixtures, coolers, boots, tools, large and small, paint and painting supplies, and of course, smiling faces. Find what you're looking for at Cowpoke Supply on East Highway 36 in Norton.
Kansas Agriculture Network News.
Good day, everyone. I'm Kyle Hill. While Chiefs and Eagles fans fight this weekend over who has the better team, cuisine and Kelce brother, the rest of the country will watch over a plate of chicken wings. 1.45 billion of them, according to projections released ahead of the big game by the National Chicken Council. That's an average of 4 wings per American. Spokesman Tom Super says it's a record figure sparked in part by lower retail prices year over year.
Chicken wing prices are actually down double digits over a year ago. The main reason is the wings were through the roof at the height of the pandemic. Prices were at all-time highs. Demand was at all-time highs. And if you think about it, you know, what did people do, you know, during the pandemic? They ordered takeout for the most part, right? We stopped going out to eat. And pizza places and wing joints, they were designed for takeout. So they really didn't have to change their business models during the pandemic like other restaurants did.
Super also credits an increase in home-prepared foods, notably with air fryers, for the increased demand. He says poultry producers have kept up with demand even amid the past year's avian influenza outbreak.
Mostly egg-laying chickens have been affected the most with the strain over the past year and a half. I think more than 75% of the birds have been the egg-laying hens, which is why you're seeing egg prices have increased dramatically. But broiler chickens, those chickens raised for meat, have been largely spared. Less than, I think, 5% of the total birds that have been infected by bird flu. So we haven't seen a spike in prices in chicken meat related to the outbreak, you know, knock on wood.
Super notes that if laid end to end, 1.45 billion chicken wings would stretch between Arrowhead Stadium and Philadelphia's Lincoln Financial Field 62 times. That's also equivalent to 840 loops around the Kansas City Metro on Interstate 435. You're listening to the Kansas Ag Network.
Chris Domine is a husband and a father. Chris is an athlete. Chris is even an Iron Man. But 10 years ago, Chris was facing a very different story because his kidneys were failing
Basically, the doctor said, if you don't get a kidney transplant and if you don't do dialysis, you are going to die.
Fortunately, Chris received a second chance at life, made possible by an organ donor.
You know, your well-being changes from loss of hope to better times ahead.
More than 100 million people in America are registered organ, eye, and tissue donors. People of every age and ethnicity, because they believe it's the right thing to do. Imagine what you can make possible by leaving behind the gift of life. Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
Kansas Agriculture Network Weather.
This is meteorologist Steve Hamilton for the Kansas Agriculture Network. High pressure is over the central Rockies and covering the plains from Texas up through Iowa. That gives us fair weather for the upcoming weekend. And with the added sunshine and a developing low pressure lee trough east of the Rockies, our daytime highs will be warming up tomorrow and Sunday, going a little bit above average. In the meantime, we're looking good for the weekend. On the map, heading into the afternoon, high pressure is setting up in the central plains with reinforcing high pressure moving in from the intermountain states. A storm system is brewing in the southeastern states, and that'll move northward into the Carolinas with some rain, plus snow and freezing rain in the Appalachians later in the weekend. Around here, we get sunshine today, but temperatures will stay cool through the afternoon, mostly upper 30s to low 40s. Overnight, we get clear skies that'll allow our overnight lows to drop into the teens and low 20s. Looking at Saturday, as high pressure strengthens in the Rockies, we'll have a downslope lee trough develop in eastern Colorado. That'll turn our wind to the south and warm us up on our daytime highs, getting back into the 50s. Might be a little bit breezy in our western high plains on Saturday and Sunday afternoon. Sunday looks pretty good with very few changes to the overall weather pattern. It'll be sunny and mild and a little bit more breezy for the rest of our state, especially during the afternoon. Today's highs in our northwestern counties will be in the upper 30s and low 40s with upper teens for the overnight hours. North central, low to mid 40s, and tonight we're in the low 20s. Upper 30s northeast and low 20s for the overnight hours. Low 40s southwest and mid to upper teens for tonight. Low to mid 40s south central this afternoon, and tonight we're in the upper teens and low 20s. Low 40s southeast and low 20s overnight. This is the Kansas Agriculture Network.
In farming, you know being early means you're right on time. That's why the Roundup Ready Extend crop system created the Spray Early Weed Control Guarantee. When you spray before or at planting, you can protect your investment and give your farm an advantage all season long. Find the tools and resources you need to spray early and guarantee your weed control at RoundupReadyExtend.com/sprayearly. Guarantee is subject to program terms and conditions. Read and follow pesticide label directions, IRM, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
I think farming picked me. I didn't pick farming. I'm not afraid to try something new. It's my farm, my family, and our future. My Channel Seedsman gets that. I get access to innovative products with personalized advice backed by data to maximize my yield potential. With Channel, I know I'll prosper for years to come.
Define your future at channel.com/future. Read and follow pesticide label directions, IRM, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices. Copyright 2022 Bayer Group. All right.
Kansas Agriculture Network Markets.
Good day, everyone. I'm Greg Akagi. As we look into the markets, things remain quiet as far as the feedlots are concerned. We'll get further updates on that coming up here in just a bit. Choice weights on the box beef trade down 60 cents at 265.64 on a run of 78 choice and select loads. Cash hog trade, Iowa Southern Minnesota cash market, no market report. Carcass trade, no trend. The top, though, at 127.37. With analysis as far as today's livestock trade is concerned, let's bring in Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities.
Well, it's been red numbers all morning long in the livestock markets. Quite a few triple-digit downsides in our cattle and our lean hogs today. We have seen so far in our cash market, as far as cattle goes, no trades has taken place, not unusual for a Tuesday. We also have seen, as far as the futures market, October live cattle, lowest it's been in the last four sessions. Our December contract, lowest in the last two, and our feeder cattle, mostly the lowest in the last two sessions also. We're looking at boxed beef, 60 cents lower on choice cuts, 88 cents lower on, or I meant to say 88 higher on selects, on a total movement of 78 loads. Now, over in the hog complex, we saw most hogs gap lower on the opening today. Our October and December contracts had inside trading sessions so far. Keep in mind, yesterday, October contract was within 7 cents of the contract high.
August cattle down 32, 138.02. October down 97, 143.25. August feeders down 240, 178.87. And September down 297 at 182.67. August lean hogs are down 2 points at 121.77. This is the Kansas Ag Network.
ValleyVet.com. Wish you could make your pasture a no-fly zone? Well, the next best thing is to check out all the fly control solutions available at Valley Vet Supply. Valley Vet has a whole array of insecticides, including E-Pro, Silence, Cleanup 2, Ultraboss, Synergized D-Lice Poron, Piranha Zero Bite, and Stock Guard Concentrate, and mineral oil for mixing. Keep in mind that rotating insecticides keeps the bugs from getting resistant to them. Check out the mineral feeders with fly killer covers and the always popular cattle rubs. At ValleyVet.com, you'll find your every animal need. Valley Vet Supply knows no zip codes and will get meds and more delivered to your door for all of the animals in your house or barn. Visit ValleyVet.com, your one-stop shop for meds and more, or shop their store in Marysville.
ValleyVet.com, ValleyVet.com, Valley Vet Supply.
And with analysis as far as the grains are concerned, let's again bring in Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities.
Well, the grain markets have seen some interesting trade. The only thing that has been consistently strong has been soybeans and the soybean complex. Corn markets managed to hold together also, but it has came off the overnight high. The wheat market's the one that could not hold the overnight highs, as we came as much as over 20 cents off the highs of the session. Not really any big news out here, but the good excellent rating on corn did drop 3 points from the previous week. Soybeans dropped 1 point.
Kansas City wheat, September up 1.25, 849. Dece up 1.25, 856 and a quarter. In Chicago, September wheat up 1, 780 and 3 quarters. December up 1/4, 799 and a half. September corn up 12 and a quarter, 620 and 3 quarters. March up 10 and 3 quarters. August soybeans up 58 and a half, 1678. November up 34 and a half.
Are you a Kansas college student considering a career in broadcasting? Well, listen up. If in the fall you'll be entering your junior or senior year at a Kansas four-year college or your sophomore year at a Kansas two-year college and are enrolled in a broadcast program, you may qualify for a scholarship from the Kansas Association of Broadcasters. Application deadlines May 1st. For details, go to KAB.net and click on Student Services, sponsored by the member stations of the Kansas Association of Broadcasters.
Crude oil down 84 cents, $89.92 a barrel. Gas futures up 5.5 cents. Gold up 6.50 an ounce. And at Wall Street, the Dow is currently down 47.5 points. The NASDAQ is down 195. It's been sharply lower throughout the day. And the S&P 500 down 23.5 points. That is a check of the markets. You're listening to the Kansas Agriculture.
To the second one there.